ends of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America back.
American. It went down while I was unconscious. Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
On at one point, this isn't John you're listening to today. You're listening to Clay Douglas standing in for John while he's recovering. And a process I can certainly relate to. Now, let me share this with you. Just thumbing through some of my old documents here, old emails, and I found this. It is the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and it is always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it is a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of their leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them they're being attacked and denounce the peacemakers for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same in any country. No, that wasn't George Bush saying that. No, that was Hermann Göring, Reich Marshal Hermann Göring, under Adolf Hitler. Evidently, he had a pretty good grip on what, or at least George Bush has a pretty good grip on it. You remember after 9-1-1, the first things I heard coming off of the television was, how much liberty are you willing to give up for security? Looks like they took a page right out of Hitler's book, out of Goering's book. It's and still working on this, isn't it? We've got a flood of invaders coming into this country. And interestingly enough, they aren't Afghanis. They aren't Iraqis. And right after George Bush started the war, current war in Iraq, my question to my listeners, to my readers, is, was, do we have, you know, Iraqis massed outside of our borders? What are we protecting ourselves against? We're trying to guard the borders of Iraq, but we're not able to guard our own borders. We do have 22 million illegal aliens in this country. Some of them are Mexicans. Some of them are OTMs other than Mexicans. And to me, the danger is even more. The danger to this country, to its inhabitants, is even more right now than when I first started on radio after the attack on the women and children in Waco. We get reports every day of attacks on police officers, attacks on women, attacks on Americans. And we've got one small group out there, like the militia that was born after Waco. We've got a small group of concerned Americans that have stepped up to the plate to try to do something to defend their country. It was called the Minuteman Project. It was started by a friend and fellow Arizonan, Chris Simcox, publisher of the Tombstone Tumbleweed, and a little small, not ghost town, I guess, old town, Tombstone. Now made famous again, not for the OK Corral, but for the Minutemen. And Chris isn't alone down there. There's ranchers down there, one of whom I interviewed a number of times. Casey Nethercott was his name. You may remember he was arrested in Texas, supposedly for pistol-whipping a couple of illegal immigrants in Boss Hog County. And he beat the case. The Casey was a part of Ranch Rescue, another group, again, trying to protect our borders of just average citizens. And, of course, did they get any medals for it? Did they get any praise for it? Hardly. Instead, like the militia, they were demonized and targeted, and again, the press, again, Southern Poverty Law, again, even the National Security Director, Condoleezza Rice, referred to them as vigilantes. They weren't even armed. They were armed with cell phones, binoculars, cameras, and made a sizable impact on the flow of illegal aliens into this country. And they did make it to some national news and actually got some positive strokes from, strange as it may seem, Arnold Schwarzenegger, governor of California. The Minuteman Project has now spread across the United States. It's even happening in Tennessee, where it seems they have a illegal alien problem. 22 million illegals here. And the American people are demonized as vigilantes, former law enforcement, former soldiers, many of them retired, sitting on lawn chairs. Suddenly, they're the vigilantes, they're the danger to this country. This is propaganda at its finest. It is psychopolitical warfare. And we've got 9/11. The enemy has been identified. Oh, it's the Muslims. And you can turn on the AM radio and hear any number of people talking about the Muslims being the problem. The only problem with that is there weren't any Muslims identified on the 9/11 on the airplanes. We had a few Israelis cheering and high-fiving over in New Jersey. We had a few Mossad agents scattered around the country. And remember, shortly after 9/11, the Mossad was apprehended with explosives, with weapons down in Mexico City, set for another attack. And even the U.S. military has spoken up about the Mossad and its abilities to simulate an Arab attack. They've done it before. The Levant affair. One of the things that I brought up after immediately after 9/11 was the fact that the Mossad wanted an office in the newly created Homeland Security. Did they get it? No, a little bit more than that. And I'll tell you in just a minute. We got to take a break, and we will take your phone calls if you want to call in at 800-313-9443. You're listening to Clay Douglas on the National Intel Report. Still the free America. What's that? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Thought I heard that theme song music. Now, shortly after the Mossad came out, that the Mossad had requested a office in Homeland Security, we went to a Homeland Security meeting. We sent up cameramen. And we photographed a former FEMA official, Colonel John Brinkerhoff, lecturing law enforcement about what we should do in case of another attack or a natural disaster of significant magnitude, like an earthquake on the New Madrid Fault, like a tsunami that swept through Indonesia. Or like a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area. Colonel Brinkerhoff was lecturing law enforcement in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And he was telling them what we would need to do, what the United States would need to do in case of another attack or an earthquake or a natural disaster or a nuclear attack. And a lot of buzz about that going on, small suitcase bombs being smuggled across the border, possibly by gangs like MS-13, the very gangs that threatened the Minutemen in their lawn chairs. You will be shocked to learn what Colonel Brinkerhoff foresees for Americans. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I am Clay Douglas, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443. 888-344-3. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Intel Report. Clay Douglas standing in for John Stadmiller. John, going through a little bit of what I went through when I was targeted, when I was T-boned, when I was rolled, when my head was smashed against a curb. And although I was still awake, still alive, and still fighting, evidently, according to the ambulance drivers, when I got into the hospital, suddenly I was unconscious for 3 months. Not from my injuries, but drugged out of existence. I want to take a caller now. John from Texas.
Yeah, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, sir, all things considered.
Well, okay, I'm riding in an un-air-conditioned car, so I'm a little hot, but I'm all right. I'm working. I had something that's difficult to talk about, to explain, and I just figured that with your help we could get it out. What I'm trying to do is create a connection between the right and the left that I think is obvious, just not being expressed by anybody that I can tell. And that is that since the first civilizations, there always was this double standard where you would treat your own people a certain way, and then you treat the other nation next to you a different way, because, you know, they may try to kill you someday, and they may try to take your land, et cetera, et cetera. And this is the way it's been going on since the beginning of time. So in this country, the way that plays out is you've got the right-wing people who don't mind, you know, collateral damage, whether it's economic or whether it's during a war. And then you got the people at the other side that are kind of bleeding hearts, and they recognize that they want to treat everybody as human beings, because otherwise they are a little bit less of a human being themselves. So this is what I'd like to point out, and how that applies today is that I thought that just maybe that the United States, we finally were the first country stronger than any other, Rome, Egypt, Alexander, anybody you can think of. We finally could be the one to dominate the world conduct in such a way as to not treat each other like enemies, value life of everyone's life, and practically speaking, that would be like make policies that you want somebody's oil, make a deal with them so they're not just a few people gain, puppet representatives, but everybody in that land would gain. A la the Bible that says, you know, the lilies in the field, you know, that's their resources. Everybody in the country should benefit. Everybody's life should be sacred. And that's what I thought, you know, we had an opportunity to do, because prior to now, you know, maybe you did have to be mean to the other people. I don't know. Maybe you had to have a double standard.
What are you trying to say here, so that's about it. I mean, do you think we're wrong in going over and attacking Iraq? Do you think we're wrong in trying to keep 22 million invaders off of our lands and off of our farms and off of our property? Do you think it's wrong to defend your nation, or do you think it's wrong to go over and attack another nation based on some flimsy, made-up excuses? What are you trying to say here?
Well, what I laid out at the background, and it becomes somebody intelligent that point by point you figure it out. If you're in a bad spot, if my son puts me in a bad spot, I'm going to fight it out with him, but then I'm going to make sure it never happens again. You know, it's, you know, how it plays out in the real world, that's something that you got to be smart enough to figure out if you're the general, you're the head of state. I'm talking about a gradual movement to where we don't create terrorists, where there's not places in the world where people are just eating dirt. You know, and on the other hand, I don't want any terrorists, no matter what reason, to come over and blow up my family. So we're caught between a rock and a hard place. There's no right answer there. It's just a gradual changing of minds and realize that you cannot win. You can never win the war against terrorism, because the way your conduct is happening worldwide, it's such a small world today that we're creating terrorists at the same time as we're just doing our own thing.
Well, that's about that's the first glimmer of hope that I've had for you, John. Because what's happening let's just use for an example here, over in the Middle East, what's happening with Iraq, what's happening with Palestine, with the Palestinians, way the Israelis are treating the Palestinians over there, they're creating their own terrorists. Palestinians don't have planes, they don't have helicopters, they don't have tanks, they don't have bulldozers to go over and destroy the Israeli homes, so they fight back with the one thing they can, their bodies, and blow themselves up. What we've done in Iraq is become the same sort of entity that we accused Saddam Hussein of being. And we've gone up, and we've put the people in prisons, and we've tortured the people, and we've killed almost 100,000 Iraqis. For what? Because they might have weapons of mass destruction. When we've got Israel over there with over, how many? 400 nuclear weapons. But we're not bombing or attacking Israel, are we?
Well, you know, like you proved my point that I'm trying to come up with a strategy that somebody like you, who's got clear eyes on it, and somebody who's going to be just thinking about protecting our country, right or wrong, both of you can agree on it. Because under what I'm saying, yeah, that's definitely wrong, and that's what we should be doing. And a gradual policy, and it doesn't have to be right away.
If the American people were allowed to ever read what...
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.w.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're back, and you are listening to Clay Douglas, the free American owned standing in for John Stadmiller. What's happening here, even the people that are trying, John's trying. We'd all like to be nice to everybody. We'd all like to be kind to everybody. But, keep in mind, let's keep in mind something here so you understand a little bit where I come from. I am a biker, have been my whole life. You've been listening to me for 12 or 15 years. I was a biker when I started. I'm a biker now. And by the way, I now publish Arizona Thunder Riders magazine, which deals with the motorcycle community and the motorcycle phenomena. Interview the OCC guys. I go out and have a beer with Sonny Barger. I am a biker. And let me tell you something. The bikers out there, they've been demonized. Oh, there's a bike gang. My butt. It ain't a bike gang. There are bike clubs. There are people that don't take any crap off of anybody. And, you know, but they don't do it. It ain't hate. It ain't, you know, there are gangs out there. They're called the Bloods and the Crips. They're called MS-13. But they ain't riding motorcycles. And they're, you know, could be smuggling nuclear weapons in. They are smuggling drugs in here. They are smuggling people in here. 22 million so far. Does that mean we are to go out there and shoot all the Mexicans? No. No. No, they're good people. And if I was down there in a poverty-stricken country without the opportunity to be able to feed myself or my families, I'd probably be right there with them, walking up here, crossing this border, taking advantage of all of the luxuries you kind-hearted people, you liberals out there, are providing for them. But, you know, I was at a club the other day, and somebody, a bunch of Mexicans, I don't know whether they were illegal or local, but they were hassling my friend, one of my friend's ladies. Two ladies were shooting pool, and they came up and started hassling. I grabbed one of them by the throat, threw him across the bar, and the rest of them came up and patted me on the back. Yeah, he was in the wrong. You know, there you can deal with problems without hating, without categorizing, without demonizing. The problem that we have is that we don't understand, because of the media and the way it portrayed the Branch Davidians back in Waco days, the way they portrayed the militia, who are the American people, who are your sons and daughters, who are your brothers and fathers. They're Americans. And the media portrayed them wrong. Now, we are being told Palestinians are bad, the Israelis are good. The Saddam Hussein is bad, the Israelis are good. They got that 400 nuclear weapons because they needed to protect themselves. Your media is controlled by Zionists. Your 9/11 towers were controlled by Zionists, the Silverstein Company. And now your Homeland Security is controlled by Zionist Michael Chertoff, former USA attorney, dual citizenship. In other words, the Mossad got more than an office in Homeland Security. They got the whole shooting match. And on my video, the true face of FEMA, you've got a former FEMA official, now Homeland Security official, telling you in case of a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area, we'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people, because some of them just won't follow orders. I got the video. Mike from Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Douglas, for filling in for John. And quickly, I'd like to say that I have a couple of broken bones as I stand here right now, and I've been out of work for a week. And I still found $25 to donate to RBN yesterday. And the previous caller and all the callers today, everyone listening, I think it's the best tool we have, the best bullet that we have is information spreading. And if people could pony up $20 or $25, I think that'd go a long way.
It certainly helps. It's why I started the Free American 12 years ago. It's why I started on radio, and I can thank John Stadmiller for bringing me on and putting me on. And, you know, because I thought that this was what needed. I don't want to go out and shoot anybody. I don't care whether they work for the New World Order or not. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to shoot the secretaries? Are you going to shoot the linemen, you know, that work for AT&T? Who are you going to shoot? You know, I don't want to do that. We own this country. This is ours. Our forefathers died. They gave us a Constitution. They gave us a Bill of Rights because they understood tyranny. They understood what it was about. They understood the New World Order, because it ain't the New World Order. It's the Old World Order. The sun never sets on the English Empire, except now. They are using America to spread that empire, and it's the elitist that I have the problem with, not the Mexicans, not the Chinese, not the blacks, Not even the Muslims, the Christians, the Jews. I don't have any problem with any of them. It's the leaders, the people that are putting our boys in harm's way right now to invade another country. When they can't even defend, they don't even allow them to come here to defend our country, our borders. But, oh, we should go over and protect the borders of Afghanistan, where Pat Tillman was killed, huh?
I just beg people to, we're going to have no one to blame but ourselves. And RBN's a real unique thing. I don't know how John does it. I've met him a couple times at some events down here in Austin. And anyone listening, you've got to contribute to this. If we could get the word out more, we wouldn't have to do so much griping and moaning about it, because people could get the information on their own.
The networks like RBN, and there's, far too few, and they're too far apart, and, it ain't a clear channel. You get up and talk about George Bush, you talk about the Zionist on Clear Channel, you're off the air, and you're lucky, and you won't work in this town again.
Right.
That's what makes this communication. It's what made the magazines like the Free American. It's what makes Republic Broadcasting Network so very important. And I agree with you 100%. You need to support them. We've got information. I've got three videos, DVDs, that you can pick up from us. It's chemtrails. They're spraying over you every week. What's it doing? Is it happening? You tell the average person, they won't even look up to see what's happening above their head.
That's right.
And we've got the True Face of FEMA. Oh yeah, we'll need 400,000 to 500,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops. But are you talking about the National Guard? Oh no, they're too expensive. Besides that, we're going to be in Iraq or Iran or Afghanistan or Bosnia or Chechnya or someplace. No, we need a cheap source of well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops. Maybe that's why they're teaching the Chinese soldiers how to speak English.
Yeah, and if I had to put a quarter in the machine every time I wanted to keep on listening to RBN, it'd cost me a lot more than the 25 that I could come up with. And I'm going to try to do that every month. And if more people did that, we'd be in a lot better shape. Chemtrails is interesting. I've studied them quite a bit. I've got scores of photos and done my own little video. And I'll probably pick up your video. And I just urge people, come on. If you're not willing to help out, turn your radio off.
Mike? Let me give you my number here. It's I now operate as CRD Publishing. I have three videos. I've got several books. I've got and I'm bringing the Free American back out again. I'm going to bring it back out. I've just put a notice out to about 5,000 of my subscribers that I'm going to bring it back out. All I need is a little bit of support, a little bit of help. Advance subscriptions. I'll bring the Free American back out, and I'll put it on the newsstands and Barnes & Noble and Books A Million, just like it was before I was, I guess you could call it an assassination attempt. My number is 888-678-1444. You can call us anytime. We've got people working pretty much during the day here, but I answer the phone all the way up till midnight most of the time. 888-678-1444. $25 gets you any one of the videos, the True Face of FEMA, Chemtrails, and America Dream or Nightmare, with people like General Benjamin Parton, over 10 constitutional scholars telling you what this country was supposed to be. Why our forefathers gave their lives to build this country and build this Constitution and give us our Bill of Rights that's being stripped from you right now by your current regime in America, the special interest groups. Let's call them what they are. They're elitist and they're Zionist, and they control the money, like Carl Klang said in one of his songs. If you have your own very own printing press, pretty soon you can buy up the whole neighborhood, and it's happening to you right now. And these illegals that are coming in here, 22 million of them are coming in here because they could be controlled easier. and because they will take orders easier, and because they're a source of cheap labor for your elitists. All right, Mike, thank you for your call. Mark from Ohio, are you with me, sir?
Yes. You there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Oh, okay. First of all, I want to tell you, I'm very happy to hear you back on a radio, Clay. It's been a long time. I used to listen to you on a shortwave, and I hope this is not going to be the last time you're going to be on RBN.
I hope not. Just depends on how John feels, how well I can, what time he's got available, how well I can do the job to help him. You know, and hopefully, I won't get too controversial for RBN.
In response to what that guy was talking about before, how they protect himself and his family against terrorism, I got some pretty interesting suggestions along that line. First of all, why don't we bring back the troops of Iraq and, like, have them defend our borders? That would actually help because, they can walk across the border with a suitcase nuke if they like with no problem. Another thing they could do is actually pull all their funding away from Israel, so stop sucking on the nipple of our bloated hog government that we're on.
Israel has the ability. They've got the third or fourth largest military in the world. They've got the nuclear weapons. They've got the diamonds. They've got the fertilizer trade. They've got let's not forget the corner. They've got the market cornered on ecstasy too.
Well, I guess that's the reason why we can act, because they're making pretty much money on all their other illicit activities they're getting involved in. We can also get rid of all these public foundations like the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment, especially as being as Ford Foundation is the one that's actually sponsoring things like La Raza, Mecha, actually enraging these Mexicans to come across and thinking that it's part of their country.
Well, let's not forget a lot of people like Time Warner, putting out all this rap music, this gangster music, these gangster movies to encourage young blacks to go out and hurt somebody.
Well, our public media is definitely atrocious. I mean, I see things on TV. I haven't watched TV, Clay, in like 3 years.
Well, my recommendation for the last 12 years has always been the same. Get your rifles out. Get your guns out. Clean them. Make sure they're loaded. Make sure they work. Shoot the television.
I'd like to keep in case I want to actually have someone over to watch a video. But for the most part, I'd stay away from network television. The thing of it is that we have to, start realizing that there's a lot of things awesome we were not taught in our high schools. I mean, the true American history and things that were actually underneath the events like World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, Korea conflict,
in my
were
opinion,
all fought for ulterior motives.
In my opinion, based on my research, based on the history, accurate history that I've read, we fought two world wars to establish a legal body like the UN, to give some sort of legitimacy to the Balfour Declaration.
Yeah, and
when the League of Nations didn't work out because the Russian Tsar and the United States wouldn't go along with it, well, they killed the Tsar, created the Soviet Union, and now they're trying to do the same thing right here. It's what the Central American Free Trade Association is all about. It's what the American Free Trade Association, Free Trade Area of the Americas is about. It's to create a Soviet-style internal government.
Corporate
and Homeland Security is nothing more than the KGB dressed up and in suits.
Well, it's like, I call it corporate fascism. That's what I call it.
Well, of course it is. And, the first caller, John from Texas, he skirted all around it. But, look, we've been fed a false scale. There ain't communism on the left and fascism on the right. Both communism and fascism is totalitarianism. It's on the right. On the left, you got the gangs. You got the anarchy. You know, there's only in the middle. You've got the constitutional republic.
Well,
like Benjamin Franklin told you.
No matter if you call it corporate fascism or you call it communism, it all leads to one thing: a total centralization of power, which is what's happening right now.
That's right, and why our states were set up the way they are. It's why our Constitution are read like it is. It puts limits on the federal government because our founding fathers didn't want it to become an English or Soviet style of government.
Now, let me ask you a question, Clay. Bearing upon what you've been like studying the last couple of years, I mean, I don't know how long you've been into this movement for. I guess for about 20 years, probably. I've been doing a lot of research on the Illuminati, bloodlines, and also on what Zionism's about. And let me ask, do you think that Zionism is actually being used as the shock troops, but the real heads and the real power relies on the Federal Reserve and the Central European banks and
the Central European banks are the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers who uphold the communists and who created communism itself and fascism. It was the Bush family that helped support Hitler. I'm sorry, that's just the way it goes. Hang on a minute.
Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Tune in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, I want to let you know, folks, when you're talking about staying healthy and stuff that is actually good for you instead of what you're buying at your local Walmart, we still carry Miracle 2 soap here and products like Regusin, which clears up your bronchitis and your asthma better than anything the physician might give you. And the Miracle 2 soap and neutralizer is all available by calling us at 888-678-1444. You can get my videos, our DVDs, by calling that True Face of FEMA, Chemtrails, and America Dream or Nightmare. The True Face of FEMA supplies the nightmare part of it. The America Dream or Nightmare supplies the dream part. Mark, listen, I appreciate your call, sir.
Okay. Can I ask one more question?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I wanted to make a – what I was trying to ask, and I've been, like, doing a lot of research on this. I'm trying to get to the head of this. And now I know that there's a lot – I understand what the Zionist theory is behind what's going on with Israel, getting us in these wars and all that. But I'm trying to find out if you think – that, is it really the Zionists being used by the typical European bankers, that mostly Anglo-Saxon, whatever, that's involved with, like, in Central Europe, like in England, controlling things, or are they just being, or is it the Zionists, or is the Zionists just being used as a shock troop to get it done?
The Zionists are playing an active part in this. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds have been playing an active part in this for years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the Jewish people out there are being just as misled and used as the Christians out there.
Yeah, I agree.
And once any, whether one group, whether it's the Jews or the Christians or the Palestinians or the Muslims, become aware of exactly what's happening here, and they start getting an inkling who is behind this, you know, then they're demonized and targeted. And one of the things that got me driven off of many radio stations is when I started going back 2,000 years and trying to figure out what religion we were actually following. You know, are we following the words of Jesus, or are we following something else? And the answer I came up with is we're following something else. Be a good slave. Don't rebel against your masters.
Yeah.
Think about that.
You know, like,
and find out who said that and who put that in your Bible, and you might have a clue as to what's really going on here. Listen, Mark, thank you very much.
Peace out.
All right, Kate from New York.
Clay.
How are you, my dear?
I missed you.
Well, I miss you, my dear.
My God, how marvelous to hear you. I'm glad they didn't kill you. They tried, didn't they?
Well, they certainly did. They tried to kill me. Some old lady T-boned me, hit me hard enough to roll my 700-pound motorcycle over me 3 times, smash my head against a curb. And when she didn't succeed, although the medics that scraped me up on pavement said, this guy will never make it. Nobody injured that badly could possibly live. I showed up a few months ago at their firehouse to just let them know that they were wrong.
Yeah, but I prayed for my God to save you.
Well?
Because you were the only one that I could call up and have free speech, and I missed you.
Well, I appreciate that. You can still do that.
I don't know if I'm allowed, because everybody goes ring around the rosy.
You can call me. My number is 888-678-1444. If I'm doing a show, you're welcome to call in. You're welcome to call me off the air, on the air, any time, Kate.
Listen, are you aware of the huge army base Israel's building in Israel?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
I'm also aware of the 400 nuclear weapons.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation salvation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.